Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
More on the crash itself.
This was not a nosedive. This plane had just taken off. We've seen videos circulating on social media showing it almost looks like it's landing. It's coming down at roughly 500 feet per second on a glide scope, so not a nosedive. The landing gear was still down. This signifies some sort of loss of power. And of course, we now know that the captain did make some sort of a mayday call, but then that was it.
The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and this, the first Dreamliner crash in history. There were 242 people on board at the time of the crash. Indian authorities are leading the investigation but could reach out to the NTSB. This is ABC News. The search for Travis Decker goes on in Washington State. He is the father believed to have killed his three young daughters before disappearing. Police think they're closing in on him. The goodbyes to and memories of the great Brian Wilson continue coming in this morning. ABC chief anchor David Muir.
19-year-old Brian Wilson with his brothers Dennis and Carl, cousin Mike Love, and their good friend Al Jardine, becoming the Beach Boys, the defining American band of that era. And through the years, when asked how he wanted to be remembered, he would often say, "I just hope people will remember me as a guy who really wrote good music."
I think that music is very healing. It puts me into a quiet place to create or to do what I'm supposed to do.
His music defining an era.
Brian Wilson's daughters, Carney and Wendy, saying they know he touched so many people with his musical gifts. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had some showers and thunderstorms at times over the region since last evening. The heaviest, though, have been staying west of us in parts of northern Iowa, where there's more moisture available for those storms. Drier air feeding in from the east has been kind of eating away at them as they track across Wisconsin. So just a bit unsettled today. And then the showers should increase again tonight and tomorrow as low pressure sweeps across the Badger states. Although it looks like the heaviest rain with this batch of activity should stay in the northwestern third of the state, where some spots could see well over an inch. Around here probably will be a half inch or less. Otherwise, temperatures will gradually climb heading through the weekend and into next week. Could be rather warm and sticky out there early to mid next week, feeling like summer. There'll be more chances of showers and storms as a frontal system kind of stalls out in the region. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely with highs in the mid-70s, east wind up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of a couple of showers. Temperature again down to 55 with east winds near 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high at 79 degrees. Wind from the east-southeast around 10. More of the same for Sunday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks. Isolated light showers are possible, high 79. For Sunday, partly sunny and warm, 30% chance of thunderstorms by late evening, low 57 with a high of 80. Monday looks warm and sticky with scattered storms possible, low 62, high near 83. Tuesday still humid with a good chance of showers and storms, high 84. Wednesday mixed skies and muggy, 50% chance of thunderstorms. You have yourself a nice morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is, some sprinkles here and there, but we are at currently 59 degrees. That's slightly up from a morning low of 58. And yesterday we had a high of 88 degrees. We also saw 2/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high for this day, 96, set in 1970. A record low both tied in 1958 and 2023 at 39. Last year on this day, our high was 86, while our low was 55. Sunset today, 8:42. Sunrise tomorrow, 5:21. We've received 6/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. The barometer is at 30.22 as it slightly rises. Winds are currently light out of the southwest. Again, it's 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this morning by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serves local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. It's going to be a busy day for high school sports, Phil Neat. We'll have a look at that in just a moment.
Tool up and save big at Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Right now, get the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium High Output XC6.0 Battery 2-Pack for just $282.99 and score a free Milwaukee tool of your choice. Pick from a mid-torque impact wrench, hacksaw cordless tire inflator, 2-speed grease gun, or a powerful fuel blower. All tool-only models. That's a serious value for serious DIYers and pros alike. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, your one-stop shop for unbeatable tool deals.
Going on, even as early as yesterday, the softball state quarterfinals were held in Division I yesterday. It was Kaukauna getting a 9-1 win over Sun Prairie East to move on. Hamilton would score a 3-0 win over Oregon. In Game 3, it was Kenosha Bradford over Cedarburg, 10-0. And in Game 4, DC Everest would get a narrow 1-0 win over Watertown. Today in Division 5, WRCO's Phil Nee and Hank Bray will be over there covering the Belmont-Ithaca game with more. Here's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca softball team takes on Belmont today at Goodman Diamond in Madison in the state semifinal for Division 5. Brad Lewis talked about getting the team ready to play.
Yeah, we just got to make sure they're prepared, ready to go. Have all, you know, they're going to have nerves. We're all going to have nerves. That's part of a big game like this. Just hope our pitching comes, our ladies to continue to hit like they have been. They've been hitting outstanding. We started a little slow against Columbus Catholic, slower than I would have liked, but I believe they're ready.
Have you taken some extra BP this week and everything?
Yes, we have been. We've been doing a lot of live pitching and stuff. We've had a couple different pitchers come in and pitch the girls to get kind of give them a different look at things, and that's been great. Correct. That's what we've been pushing all week, that it's just another game. Even though we know it's not, but they have to play that way. I mean, if they get too hyped up, the adrenaline's going to be running. That's what we told them too, and you know, be just careful with it.
Ithaca softball coach Brad Lewis, his team taking on Belmont. We'll have it for you coming up this morning from WRCO and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. As also in the Division 5, Almond Bancroft will take on Thorpe following that. In Division 4, it will be Pacelli taking on McDonald Central Catholic. And in Game 2, it will be Michicot going up against Mineral Point. The Braves starting pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach went the distance in a 6-2 win over the Brewers on Wednesday afternoon. The Atlanta Series victory was its first in more than 3 weeks. Rookie Chad Patrick absorbed the defeat. Rice Hoskins hit his 10th home run, and catcher Eric Hayes doubled in Milwaukee's second run. Christian Yelich was out of the lineup for a second straight time. The Brewers hook up with the St. Louis Cardinals Thursday night. Manager Pat Murphy hasn't named a starter. The release of cornerback Jair Alexander leaves the Packers with $35 million of dead money on the books. About half is Alexander's, and the team is still paying for deals with players like Preston Smith and Devondre Campbell. 8 NFL teams have more than $50 million still on the books. As it stands now, Green Bay won't have any dead money for 2026, depending on what happens this year. Badger head coach Luke Fickell says success this season will depend heavily on the offensive line. Fickell blames the failures of the last two seasons on average quarterbacking while using air raid offense system. The coach says Wisconsin isn't going back to the run-heavy offenses of the last three decades, but it needs an offensive line to create the balanced offense he and the coaching staff still want. Better quarterbacking may depend on consistent protection from the line. Multiple reports indicate guard Kevin Porter Jr. will opt out of his player option for the coming season, even though it appears that superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo could be staying in Milwaukee. The task of assembling a winning roster will still be challenging. Swingman Pat Connaughton is expected to opt out of the coming season. Porter found his touch after coming over from the Clippers in a one-sided trade for Marjon Beauchamp. The Bucks would like to have him back, but are limited by financial constraints. Also taking a look at other sports scores from around the league. In National League play, it was Pittsburgh getting a 5-2 win over Miami. It was Philadelphia defeating the Chicago Cubs 7-2. The LA Dodgers got a 5-2 win over San Diego, while it was the New York Mets holding Washington scoreless 5-0. San Francisco got a 10-7 win over Colorado. Over in the American League, the LA Angels topped the Athletics 6-5, while it was Baltimore 10, Detroit 1. Boston edged out Tampa Bay 4-3. Minnesota defeated Texas 6-2. The New York Yankees got a 6-3 win over Kansas City, and Houston defeated the Chicago White Sox 10-2. In interleague action, Cleveland defeated Cincinnati 11-2. Toronto got a 5-2 win over St. Louis. Also, by a score of 5-2, it was Arizona over Seattle. And in NBA playoff action, it was Indiana 116, Oklahoma City 107. And for WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henrick, sports sponsor this morning by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Badgerland Flooring, and the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Spring sports state tournaments continue with champions in boys golf, plus baseball qualifiers. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
The spring sports state tournaments continued this week as Monday and Tuesday featured the boys' golf championships in Madison. Marquette won its fourth consecutive Division I team title, while Wanakee junior Peyton Albers defeated Hudson's Drake Card in a playoff to claim the D1 individual title. Seymour won the D2 team championship, and Thunder junior Vince Siegel claimed the individual crown in a playoff. Durand, Arkansas was the Division III team champion, and Nielsville's Tucker Johnson was the individual winner. Still coming up this week are the state softball tournament, boys and girls lacrosse state championships, boys tennis team state, and girls soccer sectionals. Next week is the final spring sports state tournament, as baseball will be held Monday through Thursday. On Tuesday, doubleheaders around the state determine the qualifiers. Among them in Division I is Hortonville, who knocked off last year's champion De Pere in a sectional final. Last year's runner-up Sun Prairie East is also back. Defending D3 champion Aquinas moves up to D2 and makes it in this year, along with Seymour, Reedsburg, and New Berlin Eisenhower. There are four teams making their first ever state baseball appearance: Fenimore, Badger, Kewaunee, and Seymour. Head over to wisports.net for all the qualifiers, seeds, and matchups for next week's baseball state tournament. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This morning's Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized prearrangements and community spaces, they're here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Let's dispense with formalities here. You may call him Scarface. You might as well. The street punks do. Of course, not to his scarred face. Anyway, he's been looking for this guy, the man who messed up his face in the first place. He wants to have a talk with him. He wants to kill him is what he wants. And what do you know, Scarface has finally tracked him down. He's living pretty high, this guy. Scarface can tell from the address that some squealer coughed up. It's a better part of town that he's never seen, never hopes to see again. But there he is, standing at the nice clean door of the nice clean neighborhood, pounding his fists against it, both of them, hard. Come out of there, you so-and-so, he's shouting, only he does not say so-and-so. Come out of there and take what's coming to you. Well, maybe you don't want to watch this. Maybe we'll just learn secondhand the rest of the story. Starts with a cold water tenement on the wrong side of Hoboken, New Jersey. Natalie Catherine Caravente is lying there in bed screaming. I forgot to mention she's having a baby, and after this she'll never be able to have another. 20-year-old Natalie is, what, less than 5 feet tall, and the kid she's trying to deliver is 13.5 pounds. Breech turned around in the birth canal, wedged in, so now what? Well, the doc, who's been sweating it out for hours, decides it's time to get the kid out one way or another and then start worrying about the mother. So he jabs in his forceps and grabs hold of the baby and pulls hard. When the kid comes out, his ear is ripped up. Big gashes on the left side of his face and neck. Or something else, the baby is dead. So quickly the doc pronounces him so, turns his attention to saving Natalie's life, which he does. But while he does, the baby's grandmother, refusing to give up and relying on old world instincts, scoops up her grandson and plunges him under the cold water tap in the kitchen. Turns out her instincts were right, because the born dead baby lived, though he survived forever scarred. And that's why Scarface, subsequently so called, eventually got the name of the doc who uglied him up with those forceps and found out where he lived and went there to beat him to death. But the doc, it so happened, was not home that day. Lucky for him, and lucky for Scarface. Because once upon a crime that never occurred, a tough street thug with a tough nickname paid a call on a better part of town, and yet because his intended victim was unavailable, it gave him time to cool down. I did mention, didn't I, that Scarface was then 11 years young? But he would wonder the rest of his days what might have happened had he found old Doc Forceps at the height of his anger and maybe done something that would have prevented him from becoming who he became. Frank Sinatra, now you know the rest of the story.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
It is time for today's Town Taxi Triple Play as we move closer to pregame time for our big game for softball. But right now, speaking of time, well, that seems to be the theme of today's Town Taxi Triple Play. We'll start it off with Justin Moore and Time's Ticking.
Trail of flashers blinking, so I stopped at the quick sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick to one some roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home. Different.
is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Spinner bait, a good honey hole. Sunday drive's good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll, or you're gonna miss it. Time's a ticking.
It's been so long now, but it seems now that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? I gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though, never know when I'll be back in town. But remember what I tell you, in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
It is funny how time slips away. As time keeps on moving, it is the focus of today's Town Taxi Triple Play.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Well, it is today, and we're about to be heading out for sports, but I think we have some time for a trivia question of the day for TriStar Gifts. And no job is too big or too small.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Taking a look at this day, June 12th in entertainment history. It was on this day, a pretty big day, in American Bandstand, Sonny and Cher would perform I Got You, Babe. That's right, it was on this day that they performed it on American Bandstand, but what year was that? Was it 1965, 1966, 1967, or 1968? Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155, and you can win a prize to TriStar Gifts.
Now, back in the day, I was high, test gasoline. Maybe I'm more like last year's kerosene, but I still burn. I still burn. You walked away while there was still a little left, making me feel like a half-smoked cigarette. But I learned.
Chasing a memory, Edwin McCain. We have our winner. That didn't take long. I guess maybe I gave an easy one today, but it was on this day in entertainment history, June 12th, that Sonny and Cher performed I Got You, Babe, on American Bandstand. What year was it? It was actually 1965. Congratulations going out to Stephanie Worthington of Richland Center on winning that. She gets a prize to TriStar Gifts, so congratulations. Yeah. It was on this day. That's a good song, I Got You, Babe, but Sonny and Cher, 1965 for today's trivia question.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Full glass, one more night looking back. Cheers and
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. Today, as our high school sports season starts to wind down, we have state semifinal softball featuring the Ithaca Bulldogs taking on Belmont, and the contest is coming up here shortly from WRCO Sports following today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Yesterday and last night at the WIAA State Softball Tournament, Kaukauna was a winner against Sun Prairie East 9-1. Hamilton 3-0 over Oregon. Kenosha Bradford a winner 10-0 over Cedarburg. And last night, D.C. Everest eked one out against Watertown 1-0. Today, Belmont and Ithaca tip off the tournament, and then it's Almond, Bancroft, and Thorpe in the second game of Division 5. This afternoon, Pacelli and McDonald Central Catholic at 2, and Mishicot plays Mineral Point this afternoon at approximately 4:30. That is the schedule for today at the state softball tournament. We'll have more coming up here on WRCO Radio as our pregame show, powered by Vitesnik Power Sports, continues.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Inspired Innovations is more than just a salon. It's a destination for unique finds and local charm. Inside, you'll discover a variety of treasures from area vendors, including AMB boutique clothing, paparazzi jewelry, handcrafted signs by Inspired Creations, home decor, and one-of-a-kind items from talented local crafters. While you're there, browse their selection of salon-quality hair care and styling products, featuring the trusted brands they use every day. Stop by soon and see what's new at Inspired Innovations, located in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham.
Our pregame show continues. Brad Lewis is one of the coaches for the Ithaca Bulldogs this year, and I talked to him yesterday about the whole order of business as the team gets ready and acclimated to Goodman Diamond.
We get about 15 minutes of pregame out on a diamond behind Goodman Diamond, and then we only get 5 minutes of infield on the field. So we're going to kind of time that and make sure we have everything we want to do on the field in 5 minutes.
What about the team? You've had a little time to work out and have everything settled in, and how's the team focusing right now?
I think they're focusing pretty good. I have a good feeling about them. I know they're ready. They're excited. I know they have nerves, but like I always tell them, you're going to have the nerves, and if you don't have the nerves, you're not ready to go, and keep the nerves positive. And I believe they're ready.
What about Belmont that makes them a tough team?
They're good year in, year out. They're coached well. They're confident. But they're beatable. I mean, that's what I tell the girls. They're going in, They're the number one seed, playing not to get beat by us, and we're going to go in and we're playing to win. So.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, it's nice to be the number one seed, but also it's nice to fly under the radar a little bit, isn't it?
It's nice. I love being the underdog, and I think these girls love being the underdog. You know, it was hard to fight for anything higher than a four seed. I mean, we did, but it was hard. All three of these teams are ranked in the top ten, but so was Columbus Catholic, you know, and we came in and we showed them, you know, and we had awesome support. I mean, we went up to Blair Taylor 2 hours away, and Columbus Catholic came down, I think they're 1:20, and it looked like a home game for us. Columbus Catholic didn't have much for fans, but you get that in private schools. Belmont will bring a good fan base, though.
We'll have more from Brad Lewis coming up on WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
Hey there, good coach. Brad Lewis is our guest. We had a chance to ask Brad about what the team needs to focus on as well as they look at themselves getting into the state game.
Yeah, we just got to make sure they're prepared, ready to go. Have all, you know, they're going to have nerves. We're all going to have nerves. That's part of a big game like this. Just hope our pitching comes. Our ladies to continue to hit like they have been. They've been hitting outstanding. We started a little slow against Columbus Catholic, slower than I would have liked, but I believe they're ready.
Have you taken some extra BP this week and everything?
Yes, we have been. We've been doing a lot of live pitching and stuff. We've had a couple different pitchers come in and pitch the girls to give them a different look at things, and that's been great.
Well, it's certainly going to be a great thing for the community and the school, but also it's kind of a southwestern Wisconsin thing when a team from the area makes it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have, you know, I'm sure we'll have a lot of support from Richland Center coming. We were really pulling that we'd have both teams from Richland Center and Ithaca there because we knew the fan base, but we would do the same thing. We'd be following Richland Center, and I'm sure Richland Center will be following us. I talked to their coach, Jamie and Greg and Dave quite often. So
these girls from Ithaca were probably pretty small the last time the team made it to state, weren't they?
Yes, they would have been. I know, let's see, Ari, the senior class would have been probably eight years old, probably.
They probably, some of them remember it a little bit, though, don't they?
I think a little bit. Very. I know Ari says she doesn't remember going watching, but I know she was there because I was there because Alyssa, my niece, was playing on that team.
Right. So, and I'm guessing some of those players from that team will probably be back to support you on Thursday, won't they?
I know they will be. I know Jordan Cockcroft, who led their team and was pitching, and Todd was the coach, her dad. Jordan was at the last game up in Blair Taylor. So I know there'll be a few of them following.
Awesome. Well, the key is just to get out there, and you know, you can easily say this. Well, you just gotta treat it like another game. That's hard to do, but I think after a certain amount of time, it does become like another game once maybe you get an inning in or so, right?
Correct. That's what we've been pushing all week. That it's just another game, even though we know it's not. But they have to play that way. I mean, if they get too hyped up, the adrenaline's going to be running. That's what we told them too, and you know, be just careful with it. So.
All right, sounds good, Brad. Well, good luck as you get ready for state.
Sounds good. Thank you, Phil.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Goodman Diamond, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's state baseball coverage between the Ithaca Bulldogs and the Belmont Braves. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. We are here behind the backstop, sort of in press row, yes, and ready to watch the action here today.
Yeah, what a great venue, and field looks like it's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, there was some rain last night, but I think we're going to be all right, at least for the first game today. We don't worry about the others. We worry about this one.
This one and Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday, yeah. Now, you've seen both teams this year. You umpired Belmont a few times.
Yes,
they got a good ball club.
They have a good ball club. They're very solid. You can't get frustrated, you know, because they like to jump on you quick. So, and, you know, and Ithaca has that. They start out kind of slow, but they're going to have to understand that it's going to come. They have to be patient. The Rackets girl is going to be pitching today for Belmont. She is, Hodgson. Rackets is catching. Kaylee is the daughter of the coach, and she will make you chase a lot of balls. So you got to be patient at the plate. Other than that, you can't have errors here. I mean, you can't have a walk and then get a hit and then have an error.
So it really is magnified here at this level.
Oh, yes.
Because, and you know Belmont is going to, if they get a runner out, they're going to be sacrificing. They're going to, I look at them to bunt a lot against Ithaca.
Yes, 100%. I think the third base and first baseman are going to have a day of coming and charging, and that means that your shortstop and second baseman have to do a lot of covering, which I think Brad knows that, so.
Real tribute to Ithaca. They've got just graduated senior Ben Hips here to sing the national anthem today. He has sung it a lot of times, but getting a chance to sing it for state softball for the first time as everybody rises here at Goodman Diamond, and we get set for the chance to honor America prior to game time today between the Braves and the Bulldogs. Ben Hips is looking into getting into music education next year, and they just mispronounced his name. Here is Ben Hips.
You see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right. Nice job by Ben.
That is absolutely amazing.
We'll be back with the first pitch in just a little bit. State softball today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ariana Lewis will lead it off for the Bulldogs. She'll be followed by catcher Holly King. J.C. Maxwell, the pitcher, will hit third. Kelsey Coleman in left field will be at number four. It's Kaylee Newkirk hitting fifth, playing at second base. We'll set the rest in just a moment as Callie Hodgson delivers the first pitch. It's swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Emma Hilby, the third base person, will follow. And then Maylee Plemer in center field hitting seventh. Alyssa Muller, the first base person, playing eighth. And also Jaden Boland, the right fielder, bats number nine. Here's one outside for a ball. One ball and one strike.
And she's already, Hodgson already wanting to make them chase, so she's very good at this.
Steps back to the rubber. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Sign called as the batter steps out. Lewis